A woman should not go out with a needle that has an eye, for it is not a tachshit, an ornament, but a masay, a burden. And she may not go out with a signet ring. The Mishnah later concludes that if she did go out with it, she's obligated to bring a karma chatas. To summarize, as we learned above, Anav Samach Omer Aleph, for a woman to wear a ring which if it has no signet, it's a mutter, it's a taksha midaraisa, and only asam drabbanan. If it has a signet, it's a burden, and asam midaraisa. Omer Ula, for a man, the rules are reversed. If the ring has a signet, it is only asam drabbanan for him to wear it outside. If it has no signet, it is asam midaraisa. The Gemara elaborates. Although we generally allow men to wear something that only certain men would wear, for example, anybody may wear a sackcloth that only shepherds are accustomed to be wearing. But the fact that women are accustomed to wearing something does not permit men to wear it because Nashim Amav Ne'atmanhein. Women are an entirely separate category of people from men. Therefore, Midi Dechazir Le'ish, Lechazir Le'isha, Umidi Dechazir Le'isha, Lechazir Le'ish. Whatever is considered fit as an accessory for one is not considered an accessory for the other. However, the Gemara asks from a brayso which states, "Hamoitzit tefillin machnisin zug zug echad ish vechad isha." One who finds tefillin outside on Shabbos should put them on and bring them in pier by pier. And even women who generally do not wear tefillin may do this. The Gemara answers that this brayso follows the opinion of Reb Meir, who holds laila b'Shabbos zman tefillin. Even nighttime and Shabbos are times when tefillin should be worn, which makes tefillin a mitzvah to say shaloi hazman grama, a mitzvah which is not caused by time. Noshim chayavis, and women are obligated in this mitzvah. Therefore, tefillin are fit for women as well as for men. The Gemara continues to explain that we do not consider wearing a ring that is meant for the other gender to be haitzah kalach yad, an unusual way of carrying, and therefore only asim drabbanan, because pa'amim sha'adam noisin le'ishtoi tabash she'esh lo chayisim. Sometimes a man will give a signet ring to his wife to put away for him, and she will temporarily wear it. Similarly, pa'amim sha'ishin le'senis labal le'tabash she'ein lo chayisim. Sometimes a woman will give a man her ring to fix, and he will temporarily wear it so that it doesn't get lost. The Gemara proceeds with the next items in the Mishnah. Beloy v'chulyer, which is a type of brooch or pin which most women did not wear. Beloy b'chavelis, and not with a spice bundle. Beloy b'tzluchat shel payotin, and not with a small flask of balsam oil. These two items were used to mask body odor. The Gemara elaborates with a braisa which cites three opinions of Tanoim whether a woman may wear a spice pack. Since most women don't wear it, Reb Meir views it as a burden for which she is chayav a karma chatas. The Chacham view it as a tachshit, since women who need it wear it, so there is no chiyav midaraisa. But the Rabbanah were concerned that since it's an ornamental, she might remove it to show her friend and end up carrying it. Reb Elazar says she may walk out with it liketchila because it is a tachshin, and there is no reason to forbid it midrabbanan because isha shereicha ra lo yishal v'machavya. She will not show it to her friends because she does not want to call attention to the fact that she needs to wear it to mask the body odor. On Amud Beis, the Gemara digresses to Haggadic teachings relating to balsam oil and interprets some psukim from Amos which rebuke Klai Yisrael for not paying attention to the prophecies of impending divine retribution and continuing to overindulge in physical pleasures. The Gemara says, "Vireshith shemonim yimshachu." They indulge in anointing themselves with fine oils, zepal yotin. This is referring to balsam oil. Now, even though balsam oil is considered an indulgence, the Chacham did not make gzeira after the Churban Habayis to avoid balsam oil. The reason is, midi de'ispe tainig ve'ispe simcha gaz barabon. The Chacham only decreed not to indulge in things that provide both pleasure and joy. Balsam oil gives pleasure, but no simcha. So too the Chacham did not forbid drinking wine in special multi-spouted vessels, which enhance the pleasure of drinking wine. The Gemara continues with another pasuk. Hashcheichvim al mitoy shein, usrachim al arsaisim. The Gemara first assumes this to be referring to people who urinate naked in front of their beds, but then suggests that it refers to people who commit the much worse sin of illicit relations, which is deserving of the punishment of exile, as the pasuk later states, "Lachin ata yiglu b'resh goylim." In this context, the Gemara cites a brayso: "Shloisha dvar mevim es ha'adam l'dei anias." Three things cause a person to become poor: hamashtin mayim b'fnei mitasei arm, one who urinates in front of his bed, and as Rava qualifies, this is only when urinating onto the ground, not into a vessel, and only while facing his bed and not away from it. U'mezazel mentilas yadayim, one who takes lightly the mitzvah of washing his hands. Rav Chisda elaborates that the amount of material goodness one gets is in direct proportion to the amount of water used for netilas yadayim. He said, I wash with fistfuls of water and have been granted fistfuls of goodness. If a man's wife curses him in his presence for not giving her any jewelry, even though he can afford it. The Gemara next describes the terrible pretzis hinted to in the Navi Yeshaya and the resulting punishments. Among the inappropriate behaviors of the woman was mahalchis bekumis kufa. They would walk with their head held high. Mahalchis ekev betzad gedel. They would walk with a slow strut in their step. Mahalchis arucha betzad kitzara. A tall woman would walk next to a short woman to draw extra attention. Among the punishments they received were nasin namakim namakim. In some areas, their bodies decayed. Nasin nekafim nekafim. In some areas, their bodies bruised. And nasin krachim krachim. Their heads became bald. Nishpechu kikitin. They would bleed excessively. I should conclude on the top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph with the following teaching. Amar Chava, Amar Bihutna, Atzi Yerushalayim Shel Kinnaman Hoya. Yerushalayim had many cinnamon trees. Uveshoshoi Mesikin Mehen Reche Noidif B'chol Eretz Yisrael. When they would burn the logs, their wonderful fragrance would spread all over Eretz Yisrael. Umeshachav Yerushalayim Nignezu. And after the destruction of Yerushalayim, it was hidden. V'loi Nishtar Eile Kisayra Umeshtakeach B'gizoi D'Tzimtzimoi Malchasa. And only a small piece the size of a grain of barley was left in the storehouses of a certain king and queen. Yehi ratzin sh'yivne beis hamikdash b'mehir v'yemeinu.